Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Beyond Sunday. I'm Pastor Joe.
And I'm Susanna.
And we're excited for another episode of Digging Deeper. What will we be talking about today?
So we've been studying the book of Ecclesiastes in church over the last several months. And we're just going to talk about what the Bible has to say about how we approach God and what our manner should be in that.
Yeah, absolutely. This goes back a few weeks to March 2nd. And it was from Ecclesiastes 5, verses 1 through 7. And it is in the context of our view of God. You know, how we approach God is determined by how we view God. If we have a big view of God, of who he is and his holiness, we will come to him with the kind of reverence and respect that that he is due.
Yeah.
You know, but if we don't really revere him, then we won't, or it might cause us to come differently, you know, approach him with less respect, less care. And that's a word that he uses. He uses the word to approach God carefully. And the context is talking about when coming to the house of God. And, you know, today the house of God is made up by the people of God. The phraseology of the Old Testament, the house of God, turned into the family of God in the New Testament.
Right.
And so when we gather together as believers who are made up of, who is the family of God, and we gather to worship God and receive his word, we are approaching God. You know, when we worship in song, when we worship in our fellowship, and we worship in the word, it's not, you know, just to do it just because we do it out of routine and religiosity. It is in worship to God and of God.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's for sure some hindrances, though, that can prevent that true open worship from happening. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely.
What do you think one of the first hindrances is?
Yeah. Hindrances, I would say the one of the biggest things would probably be busyness. You know, we get so busy in life that when we come to church and we go to worship God, we are so busy sometimes that we, you know, church is just one other thing on our schedule, and it hinders us from going to church prepared and ready to truly approach God. You know, and I think that sometimes I don't know if this is part of it, that we don't physically see God. You know, because if we were going to meet somebody that we held in high esteem and regard, that was somebody of importance, you know, we would clear our calendar. You know, we clear the day. We make sure that there are no hindrances, right?
That's true.
But sometimes with church, we approach God with this matter of, you know, that really is different.
Right.
And so, you know, not clearing our Sunday, not approaching him like he is what matters on this day and nothing else does. And so busyness can take over our lives and can take over our minds and heart from actually being ready and prepared to truly meeting with God. What do you think another one is?
Yeah, I would say a mindset, like not being mentally prepared, not having a mind that says, okay, I'm here, I'm present, I'm going to focus on the things that God wants me to know about him and learn of him, and having a heart of worship, but just thinking about a million different things. I think that kind of goes along with busyness, but you can be physically present somewhere, but like mentally not there at all. So I think mindset for sure.
Yeah. I think in any conversation, in any appointment that you set, mentally, you need to be there as well as physically.
Right, definitely.
And yeah, approaching God is definitely a mindset. That, man, we get to come in and approach and worship, you know, the God of the universe.
Right.
You know, the Holy God. So, yeah, the devil can put all kinds of things on our mind to mentally distract us and keep us, you know, mentally in some other place.
Right.
Where we're not really, like, checked in, we're checked out, we are somewhere else mentally, and we can allow things to distract us during the service. And so, you know, that just takes away our mindset from actually being tuned in to what God is trying to to do in our hearts, what he's trying to teach us about him, and you know, what even what the song time is all about. You know, that's about praising God for who he is, and you know, that encourages our hearts of his faithfulness and his goodness and all those things about him that we sing. But even in the song time, if we're, you know, and it's not a matter of if you sing well or not, it's not a matter if you, you know, can carry a tune. It's about is you know, are you checked into it? Are you, you know, mentally really dwelling upon and meaningfully singing, you know? Or maybe if you don't sing a whole lot and you just kind of like say the words in your head or something, but unto God. So that's a good one. Mentally, we can be very mentally distracted. So I think in a very similar manner as well, busyness can kind of lead into this, but there's other things that can cause this, but this is kind of a practical one, just like rushing around, you know, in the morning. You know, whether it's busyness or a late night before Sunday. And I know Saturdays are days off for the most part. Not everybody, you know, you might work on Saturdays. But, you know, I find that Sunday mornings are often the hardest days to get up early. You know, but if we give into that and we think, oh, you know, if mentally it's like, oh, I'm just going to church today, you know, you're we're just approaching God. Right. And we don't feel like there's, oh, I don't really need to get up and prepare myself and make, you know, get myself ready for the day. You know, if we are rushing around and then we rush to church and we rush into church, you know, there, that feeling, at least for me anyways, the feeling of rushing just completely then takes away my mental capacity. Like, it doesn't matter what the venue is. Like, I hate rushing into a place. If running late or whatever it is. You just, I you know, I mean, I get like sweaty and hot, and it's just like, you know, it's just this like weird overall mentally and physically.
You get like amped up. Almost like you feel like you're running a marathon or something.
And then you can't just, it takes a while from there to just settle down and then actually absorb and really be a part of what's happening. And so when you're rushing in, you're just trying to get to your seat and just get there versus actually coming in and for the purpose of approaching God. And so rushing around can be a big one that can really be a hindrance.
You mentioned sleeping in a little too late on a Sunday morning. I think that starts the night before with not getting to bed early on a Saturday night, or not even early, but at a reasonable time. Sometimes it's like, oh, it's Saturday, I can just watch one more episode, or I can just, you know, stay up a little later and chill. But, you know, that Sunday morning is really set up the night before on Saturday, and getting to bed on time on Saturday, you know, would probably benefit so much
for
more, you know. So that could be a hindrance, I think, is staying up too late.
I think on the weekends, it's kind of the norm to stay up later, sleep in later, whatever. And that's, if that's, you know, day off for you, you know, or that might not be your practice, but we're not saying this is the case for every single person, but man, Sunday is a day, and Saturday might not be a typical day that you think of going to bed early, but it is so helpful to get to bed at a decent hour, get a good night of sleep, and be able to get up at least in enough time to be able to not be rushing around, getting ready, getting something to eat, getting to the car, getting to church. Absolutely. The night before, you know, get to bed early and get up a little earlier. You know, get another day of the week to sleep in if that's what you need, and get up early enough to have enough time to properly, get to church on time, or just in a manner or way that doesn't hinder your mindset from, really why you're going there. Yeah. So, absolutely. What else?
Yeah. So I think that those are some hindrances that we found. There's probably more, I'm sure there's others, but practically speaking, what are some ways that could combat those hindrances, some things that could help to alleviate those hindrances to set you up for a great Sunday?
Well, I think a lot of these are kind of, they answer themselves as well. So like the mental, right? The mindset. Well, and you already said about it starts on Saturday night. I think on Saturday night, if you start mentally preparing yourself, but let me share this. So whether it's going to bed early and not staying up late on Saturday nights, starting to think about, what we're going to be doing in church, about the fact that we're going to be worshiping God, we're going to be hearing a Bible message from the Word of God. So hearing from God, that's the intent and purpose of preaching. And we're going to get to fellowship with other believers in a worshipful manner that should be, it should be encouraging to our view of God.
Yeah.
Right. So let me say this. As we start on Saturday night or Saturday, whenever, maybe like anything that could mentally or physically trigger you into like a bad place, emotionally, negatively, like maybe don't watch the news on Saturday night or Sunday morning.
That's
if you
true.
Watch it on Sunday morning, maybe log off Facebook or social media if that triggers you. Like if that can get you into a place of worked, like if you go to bed worked up or you get worked up emotionally, turn those things off. Set aside time to begin mentally and physically and spiritually preparing yourself.
Yeah.
Whether it's Saturday, whether it's Friday, whatever it might be. But I would say turn things off starting Saturday.
That's good.
And begin to mentally process and think about God, God's word. And that's part of why I love preaching, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, because where we're going to be next Sunday, right? Like after I preach one verse or where I finish in one verse, we're going to be in the next verse, and you can review the next verses, start reading those, taking those in.
Mm-hmm.
So turn off the other things that can just mentally take you away. Turn on the good things, the spiritual things.
Yeah. I love how you addressed the mental aspect of it
from
a very practical standpoint, as far as like, what are some things that you could do to set yourself up for success on Sunday? I'd say Saturday, get things ready for the next day.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Get your clothes out, iron them, socks and shoes. I've learned this the hard way, with when our kids were super little, there were some weeks where I got everything ready and I was prepped and Sunday went great. And then there were other times where I did not.
Yeah.
And it was rushing around. Where's that sock? Where's that bib? Where's that? And it just led to a chaotic Sunday where I was not in a spirit of worship at all. So I learned through trial and error, getting things set up. And this is something that I still try to implement, even though we don't have little ones anymore. I think it's great for adults as well. Your bag packed and by the door, your Bible ready where you're going to see it and be able to take it with you. Even if it's thinking, all right, what am I eating for breakfast tomorrow morning? Whatever it is that will help set you up for success, having everything all set, washed, dried, ironed, ready to go.
Yeah.
So that in the morning it's not, oh, where's that? Whatever.
Yeah.
So just from a practical standpoint, like getting your stuff physically in place the night before.
Absolutely.
Ready to go.
Definitely. Yeah. Along those lines, I'd also say, and this isn't this is part of why I do this, but listen to good spiritual music for, you know, leading into Sunday, and specifically the songs that we'll be singing together on Sunday. And that's why I send them in our newsletter every week. And it's not just to bombard and blast your emails, but those emails are intended to give you information, of course, but to help you to begin preparing for Sunday. So we learned this just through like us planning the songs and then practicing the songs. I'd started a, you know, a playlist on a Sunday playlist that we could both listen to of the songs that I would plan for the upcoming Sunday. And throughout the week, we would listen to them. And then we would practice them before Sunday. And so by the time we practiced them, we had already been listening to them. And then we practice them, and then we sing them. And I'm telling you, by the time that we sing them on Sunday, I mean, I'm just like ready to blast them, you know, just sing them unto God. And not just by myself, not just listening on, you know, others do it, but like sing it with you, sing it with our church family as a church family unto God. And it just, it is something that we found really helped in that preparation for Sunday. And so, so seriously, I really encourage you to do that. And we generally sing three songs, sometimes four songs on a Sunday. And so you can listen to those on, I link them on Spotify, but you know, you can look them up elsewhere. I can't look up and create a playlist for every streaming source out there, but whether you watch them on YouTube or Apple Music, you can find them. And, but you can click the link in the email to the playlist. And if you don't have an account, I'm pretty sure you can still at least play and listen to the songs in that playlist in that setting, but you can create a free account with Spotify, and then you can even subscribe. You can follow that playlist. So if you click the link that I put in there, then you can actually follow it. So every week when I update that, you'll have immediate access to it. In other words, so like I usually update that on like Wednesdays. And then so Wednesdays through the rest of the week, you know, I'm listening to that off and on at different times, not all day, every day, but I might turn it, I might listen through them, you know, once each day, and then leading into it, maybe a little bit more, but it just stirs my heart and gets me so ready. And that just, and so that's why I share that with you as a tool for this very purpose, of preparing ourselves in our approach to God.
Yeah, definitely. We can approach God anywhere, at any time, in any place. But there's something about being with fellow believers on a Sunday that is just so unique and special. Being with other people who are like-minded, who also want to worship and learn of God is just such a privilege and so awesome. So it really is something that's like to look forward to all week long and prepare for.
And there's so many things that can be hindrances and distractions. And the devil wants to do that. You know, he does not want us approaching God, mindfully, you know, and readily. And that's what that passage is talking about, to be ready to hear from God and then ready to respond to God. And we can only do that if we're prepared, if we're careful about our approach. I remember when I was in high school, and playing high school sports, soccer and basketball. Every time I had a game day, the night before I got my jersey out. I mean, for soccer, my uniform, my shirt, my shorts, my socks, my shin guards, my cleats, you know, everything. My basketball uniform, my socks, my shoes. I wore two pairs of socks when I played basketball. Like I had my things, my armbands and, you know, the certain t-shirt I wore under my jersey, you know, all these things, I made sure that they were washed beforehand. And the night before game day, I folded those things meticulously. I laid them out in my gym bag. I put them in there, just the way that I would pull them out to get, you know, to put them on the next day. I planned my outfit that I would wear in our school colors for the next day. I mean, because I wanted to, like I was going into game day prepared for that game.
Because it was important.
Because it was important. And so my mind was fully engrossed and you know, in and preparing for that game, like we were just talking about the night before.
Right. Yeah.
And so how much greater is the importance of approaching our God?
Right.
You know, and so we ought not take it lightly. Mm. And we ought not to take it for granted, and we ought not to take it in a capacity like, oh, I'll just go real quick. And maybe church and worship becoming routine and just, oh, I got to go to church because it's what I do. That could be another hindrance. And there's so many things. Don't let church, don't let approaching God, whether it's Sunday or whether it's Monday through Saturday, in your personal devotion time, your personal worship time, don't let it become, you know, something that, you know, like in many other areas of life, we don't do it half-heartedly. So let's not approach God in that way. So maybe you need to take time to determine what are the hindrances in your life.
Yeah.
You know, what are the distractions that commonly arise and commonly come up? You know, and what are the things that seem to always be pulling at you or getting your mind's attention, whether, you know, right before church or while you're in church? And really, you know, just like many other areas of our lives where we're very careful in how we do something, Solomon in Ecclesiastes 5 is teaching us to be very careful in how we approach God and how we approach the house of God. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very important instruction for us to consider and to follow in our lives. And once we figure out what, you know, hindrances and distractions are, then we can start to learn and decide what we need to do to alleviate those and counter those things.
Yeah, and it can be unique for the individual.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so do a little digging in your heart and life. Mm-hmm. Is there something that seems to arise as a hindrance? And then attack it. Don't let it pull you away from your true worship of God.
Yeah.
God wants your heart to be truly in tune with Him and worship with Him. So be careful in your approach to God. Be ready to receive His word, to hear from Him, and then to respond to it. So be prepared. So I hope that'll help you and encourage you in that light today. Digging deeper there, hindrances to worship. So let's alleviate those.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in today. That'll do it for this episode. We thank you for joining along, and we look forward to seeing you next week. And so we hope that you have a great week, and we'll see you then.
Bye.